Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose.
All right, it is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning on CBS Sports Radio. Hour number one dedicated a lot to Tiger Woods and what was a jaw-dropping victory yesterday at Augusta National. Not that he won the tournament by daylight, but the very fact that he won the tournament at all. His 15th major in his career. A lot of storylines coming out of that one. Certainly the historical impact, his chase of Jack. We'll get into a little bit of that and more a little later on the program. You've got Mike and Pete across the way, Bogish, with your updates. But we kick off this hour, Taz, a little football into the mix. And, you know, the Russell Wilson April 15th deadline is upon us.
Yeah.
Right? And
it's actually today.
Correct. It is today. And according to Peter King and his Football Morning in America column this week, right? Wilson and his agent have told the Seattle Seahawks that if a contract is not done by midnight tonight, right, that they have no interest in signing a long-term deal with the Seattle Seahawks. So we had, you know, when we first started talking about Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, remember we talked about, well, what's the impact of the deadline, right?
Exactly.
If you say, okay, April 15th, but you're going to continue to do off-season activities and show up to training camp, and he's still under contract. It's not like Russell Wilson's not under contract. He's still signed till 2020, so the deal is still there. But what would be the impact? And now we know what the impact would be, basically saying that if you don't get a long-term deal done with me now, then I'm not going to sign a long-term deal with you ever.
Man, I'll tell you, that's a guy drawing a line in the sand right there. And usually, you know, as a sports medium, we don't, you know, there's not much negativity around Wilson. He's you know, he's a hardworking, great player, never problems with the guy, you know what I mean? No drama, it's never about him, it's about the team, you know, and all the stuff, great stuff he's done with the Seahawks. But yeah, I mean, I wonder if there's more behind the scenes that went on here about negotiations, or maybe they kind of blew him off early on when he started this narrative and they made it public. About, hey, I need to sign by April 15th and give them a hard deadline when he still has another year left on his deal, as you just pointed out. So, yeah, man. So, it's interesting. We're all going to keep an eye on this. So, if he don't get signed by midnight tonight, I assume that's Eastern. Look, they're in Seattle, so that's Pacific time.
Yeah, maybe it's midnight Pacific.
And what's that, 3 a.m. Eastern?
Correct, yeah. West Coast time, right? There is a 3-hour time difference.
Make sure
well done.
Time right.
Yes,
you got it, buddy.
Yeah,
it would
be right. It'd be 3 o'clock. Yeah. Right, it'd be basically 20 hours from now.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yes,
got it. You are quick with the numbers. Should have been an accountant. Forget this radio gig.
Right, exactly. Right. but King would also go on to say this, right? Wilson wants certain. It's not just about money. He wants certain language in his contract that has never been given to a player before. And what is that language? He wants his salary adjusted based on league success and the salary cap.
Wow.
The type of deal, this is what King said, that this type of deal could certainly create further considerations and calculations for the Seahawks that go beyond guaranteed money and annual value that we have never really considered. So what Russell Wilson wants in essence is that if the league makes more money, if the salary cap goes up, he wants to make more money.
Interesting.
What, you know, the percentage of that, I don't know what it is, Taz, but it's not just signing a contract saying, okay, deal with round numbers, right?
Right.
It's
right.
It would be greater contract extension than this, but if you deal with it and say, all right, it's $100 million and you're getting $60 million guaranteed, right? No, he's going to say, all right, it's $100 million now, but 2 years from now, if the league money goes up, if more revenue comes in, if the salary cap goes up, say my salary cap percentage that I have now, I want the same salary cap percentage 2 years from now. Right. So if I'm eating up 23% of the salary cap and the cap goes up, then I want 23% of what the adjusted salary cap is when it does go up. So in essence, I will get a raise. I will make more money if the league makes more money.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, think about that. No other player, that would be a first. That would be a trendsetter. No other player in NFL history has gotten that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like we call in the wrestling business, old school, you want a percentage of the gate. So, you know, and a lot of guys, you know, over the years have had that. A little bit different. That's what jumped in my head. But, yeah, you know as well as me, the league and the other owners, they don't want this happening because that's going to open the floodgates, buddy. You know, once you give it to Wilson, everybody's going to have it.
Right.
They're all going to want it.
Well, that's exactly right. And that would be a sticking point to me if I were the Seattle Seahawks. The other thing that's a sticking point is this, Taz, is that he is signed, for 2019, right? His contract runs till 2020, right? Here's the other sticking point for the Seattle Seahawks is this. If they don't sign him and he stays strong to this thing that he is not signing a long-term deal ever with Seattle, if the deal is not done by midnight tonight, then he's a lame duck quarterback.
Yeah.
Then you're looking at a fan base, and he has been uber successful and was given the opportunity up in Seattle, Taz. But we know this. Then you're going to look at a fan base that's going to start to get angry and ticked off at their star quarterback saying, well, we've been great. He's been great. We've been a great marriage together. He no longer wants us long term because he's putting these kind of pressure on the organization. If the deal is not done, then you could that scenario up in Seattle, Taz. As we know, as fiery as that fan base is, that could get ugly.
And it should get ugly and because you're right. And
because the fan base is going to turn on Russell Wilson.
They should. I'll tell you what, unless something more comes out from Wilson's camp side, he's got to say something here. Otherwise, he looks like the bad guy. Dude, listen, his deal's not up until 2020. They don't have to do anything with him. There's no language that says, I mean, I'd be shocked if there's language that they have to renegotiate with a year left on his deal. That would make no sense. So they don't have to do anything. Okay, so they did. At the end of the day, the Seahawks did nothing wrong, unless there's more to this. That's what I mean about Wilson's camp. Otherwise, Russ Wilson's going to look like a bad guy here. He really is. He's going to look like a petty guy who wants what he wants when he wants it, even though he has a deal until 2020. Now, I remember way back when we talked about this, I felt like the Seahawks should do something because Russell Wilson's trying to stay with the team, and he just wants to go into the season, not people. Remember, that was the narrative. He didn't want folks like us wondering during the NFL season, well, is he going to stay with the Seahawks? Is he going to leave? Are they going to re-up him? What's going to go franchise? You know, so all this jazz. He didn't want that. That's what came out of his camp way back when we talked about this.
Right.
You know, now it's like, you're not hearing much except what you just said, where it's like, well, I want a percentage of the gate, as I would put it, of the NFL gate. And, otherwise I'm not signing. So if I'm a Seahawk fan, I'm going to be like, unless there's more coming out of Russell Wilson's side, this is a lot of hogwash out of him. This is a case where the team is probably in the right.
Right. Now, Wilson was down with the Yankees as he's, was with the Yankees down in Tampa. You know, he's part of that organization as well. But he said, the reality is a lot of guys move, but for me, I love Seattle. I won a Super Bowl there, been to two, won a lot of playoff games. I love being there. As far as trades or being moved, you can never be surprised. I have a clear mindset of how much I love Seattle. Now, over the weekend, Tyrann Mathieu, former Cardinals safety, current Kansas City Chiefs safety, tweeted out saying, Russ wants New York, but you ain't heard that from T. Even though he tweeted it out, you didn't hear it from him, but Russell Wilson wants New York. Jack Del Rio, right, former Jaguars and Raiders head coach last week said, don't be surprised if Wilson is traded this offseason. Mm. And that is Russell Wilson from Seattle. Then you've heard the number of reports saying his wife, Ciara, right, who's a pop star, basically said that she would prefer to live in New York rather than in Seattle. Mm. Now, you don't have to live in Seattle all year long. Right. I mean, there are plenty of people that play in a certain area and then live someplace else during the course of the offseason. Yeah. So Russell Wilson can live in Seattle, from late July through, January, And then once the season does come to an end, maybe it ends after the Super Bowl, February, whatever it is, early February, then he can make his way to New York with his wife. But I get it from her point of view. I guess she's looking at life, quality of life, wants New York. But there's been a lot of speculation that his wife does want to live in New York.
Well, I mean, that's between him and his wife. I mean, obviously, you know, I mean.
No, it is, but it just leads to further speculation.
Right, to speculation. I mean,
right,
is he going to end up with the Giants?
Right. He's playing hardball with the Seahawks.
Right.
There's been the reports that his wife wants to live in New York.
He loves the Yankees.
He He's now, he was traded to the Yankee organization. Remember, last year he appeared in a spring training game, which bothered the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle's probably on the way down. When you look at them, in terms of having to rebuild that defense, I know what they did last year. I know they went to the I get all that. But you look at the Seahawks as an organization, are they where they once were? Probably not. Last year, they did it with a lot of smoke and mirrors. No one expected them to have the kind of year that they did. But now you look at Wilson as the quarterback, is where does his future lie? I mean, because it could get ugly in Seattle. He's put down a deadline tonight to reach a contract extension. He wants certain language in his contract that's never been given to any other NFL player. There have been multiple reports that his wife wants New York, that maybe he would prefer New York. You have a safety for the Chiefs in Tyrann Mathieu.
Out of nowhere.
Tweeting out that Russell Wilson wants to play in New York.
You didn't hear from T.
But you didn't hear from him. Word does start to gravitate and make way a little bit. So I'm sure, Tyrann Mathieu's not just throwing that out there for the sake of throwing it out there, Taz. So,
If you're him, Mathieu, why would you even, I guess he's buddies, but maybe he's buddies with Wilson.
Maybe
I don't
he
know.
Is.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Random.
Well, maybe he is, but I mean, maybe they run in the same circles. I don't know, Taz. Maybe it's a case of him saying, all right, I'm going to help my buddy try and get a new deal with Seattle and put even more pressure on the Seahawks to get this deal done. Because if you're John Schneider, you're the Seahawks general manager, you read that tweet and say, wait, hold on a second here. And you're getting these declarations from Wilson and his agent, then you got to be saying to yourself, all right, don't you have to get a deal done? Doesn't it reach a point now, Taz, where it's on Seattle more than Wilson to get this deal done? Because he is your franchise. He makes up for so many deficiencies on that team with his brilliance. Don't you have to get a deal done?
You kind of do, but they're in a bad jam, the Seahawks. They got no quarterbacks. Once he's gone right now, they have Paxton Lynch. That's it. There's nobody else there on the depth charts. Okay, nobody else. And in the draft, I think they're picking like 21st. So they have to try and figure something moving up. And unless they do some amazing thing and somehow they get, there's not a plethora of quarterbacks in this thing. Unless they get a guy in the draft, because right now, to the point you just made, Russell Wilson is putting the Seahawks in a no-win situation where it's pretty obvious. And you laid it out perfectly, man. Everything with his wife and with the Yankees and all this stuff, and he don't want to be there. He's putting them in a position where they have to. They're not going to, by midnight tonight, they're not going to come to terms with him. I mean, unless something crazy happens, it seems like he doesn't want it to. It seems like he's being that unreasonable. Like he's making an offer to them that they can refuse, that they have to refuse.
All right, but okay. Now, I don't think there's a team out there that's going to give him the contract where he wants the floating salary. So to speak, percentage of the gate, percentage of the salary cap, whatever. I don't think there's a team out there that's going to give Russell Wilson that. Do you?
No, I don't.
So
they shouldn't. Right. If you said that about Baker Mayfield, maybe because he's young, a lot younger. I wouldn't do it there. I'm just saying you don't want to start that thing. But I'm saying a younger, better.
Because then if you open up that bag, if you're in the NFL, if you're a general manager, then when is it exactly going to close? But what's an offer that Russell Wilson can't refuse? He's going into the final year of his contract. He's due to make $17 million, right? Off-season activities have now begun. The draft is right around the corner. What do you do if you're the Seattle Seahawks now and you're general manager John Schneider? I mean, you make him an offer he can't refuse. You can't throw that. If that's going to be the line in the sand, Taz, it's not just about money, but it's specific language in the contract to where he wants a percentage of the salary cap. When that cap goes up, he makes more money. You can't do that if you're Seattle. So that means that a deal's probably not going to get done. Now, everything can be negotiated. Maybe that could be negotiated out with more guaranteed money. I don't know. But if you're Seattle, you're in a spot here where you're between a rock and a hard place. Final year of a contract. It's your franchise quarterback. He's in the prime of his career. Right. He's one of the better quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's defined your organization for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. You've gone to 2 Super Bowls with him. You've won one. How exactly do you not pay Russell Wilson and let that kind of quarterback walk out the door? Or, to play to what Jack Del Rio said, trade him.
Yeah, I think you got to trade him because what they're doing.
Do you really?
I do, man. This is why, Moose. Because Wilson, and I like Wilson, but Wilson is putting, he's publicly punking the team out. He really, unless there's something, that's what I said earlier, unless there's something else going on that the Seahawks did some bad business with him, Wilson's camp's got to get that out to the public. Otherwise, right now, bro, he looks like a douche, what he's doing. Well, he's got a year left on the deal.
Well, okay, he's got a year left on his deal, Taz, but is he not using leverage? He looks bad because what?
It is leverage moves, but it's too much. It's too much what he's doing. He's giving them hard deadlines, like public hard deadlines.
Well, but
that's a lot.
Right, it is a lot, but he gave him a public deadline, and then he put something behind it. He said, this is the time to, because I joked around about at the time, saying, well, what's the point of a deadline
if it
has no impact? Right? So now you know the impact. He's basically told the Seattle Seahawks, sink or swim, right? Sign me to a deal. If you don't sign me to a deal by midnight tonight, then I will never sign a long-term deal with you anyway.
He's making an offer to the Seahawks that he knows they're not going to do. They're not going to give him a percent. The league's not. He's not going to get a percentage. What he's looking to do, that's not going to happen. And you know it, and I know it, and Wilson knows it. He's saying to them, this is what I want. He knows they're not good because he wants out, dude. He wants them to release him.
You might be
when I say release, I mean trade him. Release.
Right. He wants them to trade him. But for the Seattle Seahawks, do you trade him?
I got to be honest with you. I mean, I would try to figure if that's why Del Rio's saying that because he probably heard. I would, bro. You know why? Because he's becoming a pain in the ass. What he's doing right now is not right. It's not right.
No, you're right. It isn't right. But Taz, as an organization, how exactly are you going to win without him?
You got to get somebody else. I don't know that answer, but you got to get someone or develop someone.
No, I get it, but Taz, he's
the team.
No, he is the team. You're having an organization. See, for Seattle, I agree with you. If he was an other player, guard, tackle, whatever it might be, then you'd get rid of the headache and you move on as a team. You're looking at the most important position in the National Football League, Taz, and a position that's very, very difficult to find a replacement. I mean, Seattle could be – you could trade Russell Wilson away, and you could spend the next 10, 12 years trying to find his replacement.
Yeah.
I mean, look at some of these other teams when they're on that hamster wheel of trying to find a quarterback, Taz. Your former team, the Jets, look at my Washington Redskins. Look at these teams that are just in search and trying to find the guy. When you find that guy – you have your solution, hopefully, for the next 10 to 15 years. But when you don't have them, it almost seems like an impossible task. And now the Seattle's basically in a position where, all right, either we sign them or we trade them. And it is now, and I never thought they'd ever trade Russell Wilson, Taz. It's actually conceivable that they could.
I definitely think it's conceivable because he's becoming not just a distraction, but a massive, huge headache of a distraction. And he's making it public, which is even the worst. It's just worse. I don't know. I think it's he wants out of there, and he's doing everything. He's making every kind of bit of noise to get out of there. And he made them an offer that they can refuse, that they have to refuse. Now, who knows? Stranger things have happened. Maybe by midnight tonight, the Seahawks sign him to the type of deal he wants. I'd be surprised. I'll be the first one to admit, hey, I was wrong. I don't think that's happening, dude. I don't think they're going to sign him to what he wants, to that type of percentage deal. I don't.
I mean, it is crazy. I want to hear from you. What would you do if you're Seattle, if you're the Seahawks right now? Would you trade them? Would you play it out and deal with the headache and deal with the distraction out there in Seattle? Where do you stand? Do you trade away a franchise quarterback who has leveraged himself to a point where you've left yourself no decision or left yourself a decision you don't necessarily want to make? I want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's Taz, it's Moose on a Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz. Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
We're going to talk about Russell Wilson, the excellent quarterback from the Seattle Seahawks, Moose. And he says, I want a deal by midnight tonight. April 15th, or I'm never signing a long-term deal with you again. Meanwhile, he's got 1 year left on his deal.
He does. Now, they could franchise him for two more years after that. They could do that, similar to what the Redskins did with Cousins.
Right.
Which That's we true. Talked about a couple weeks ago.
We did. We did. We talk about everything here. Let's go out to Lima, Ohio. I'll talk to Marlo. Marlo, you're on with Taz and the Moose. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Marlo? Good morning.
What's up? Come on. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah. I myself, if I'm a GM, I have to consider trading him. If I could trade him and he wants to go to New York, then I have to inquire with the Giants and possibly trade up for that number one pick, trade a Russell Wilson for that number one pick, and go get me a Dwayne Haskins. Huh. And he could possibly be my franchise quarterback from that point on.
Well, for the first one, well, the Giants don't have the first. You're talking about with Arizona. But trade with the Giants and get what? The 6th and 17th, then move up to 1 with Arizona to get Dwayne Haskins? You might not.
No, he's saying I guess he means Kyler Murray. If they stay at the 6th, then they probably could get. If they get the Giants spot.
Haskins or Murray with the number one overall?
What are you talking about? Yeah, what are you talking about, Marlo? Haskins or Murray?
I'm talking about Haskins.
Oh, he wants Haskins.
Right, so because I already have Kyler Murray going already.
Right, number one overall. And Haskins probably will be sitting there with the 6th overall pick. There's right. Some believe that maybe Haskins might drop,
even further down the line.
Yeah. There have been those stories out there as well that he right. could be one of the quarterbacks or could be a player that does drop in the first round. I mean, more if you're that big of a believer, I mean, it's easy to say, all right, well, trade him in the Giants and then go find yourself a quarterback. But you have such a special one now. I mean, it's difficult to envision a guy stepping into Seattle.
We appreciate the call.
Taz, and being just as good as Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to do. Definitely hard to do. But you got a guy who now is creating a problem, creating a big headache. Let's go to Houston, Texas, talk to John. Listen on 650 AM. John, what's up? You're on with Taz and the Moose.
Taz, Moose, good morning, guys. Taz, big honor to finally speak to your many childhood memories watching you wrestle, my friend.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
But to the question at hand, I know we mentioned the franchise tag, thinking back to this year where Le'Veon Bell sat out for a while because he didn't want to do the tag. You definitely don't want that because then you lose any possible trade value. I know that in Philly there was a scenario where they talked about tagging Foles because he had a remainder a little bit on his and then trading him. What's the possibility is of that, making him play out the next year, tagging him, then getting max value of him still at this point, and drafting a QB this year, second, third round, someone to develop at least until you can find someone, you know, as a veteran that can help develop that star that, you know, is maybe a diamond in the rough type deal?
Well, that is a possibility. I mean, John, you laid it out. I mean, you could franchise him for
right.
a couple of years
right.
and have it play out where, you know, just because his contract is up after the season doesn't mean that that Russell Wilson's not under control of Seattle. They
right.
could tag him. So,
right.
and they're not going to let him walk out the door for nothing. The question is, do you want to deal with the headache?
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
so
that's the thing. He's not
put ramifications on the deadline.
Right, right,
if you don't reach the deadline, you know this.
Yeah.
There's going to be a percentage of that Seahawk fan base that shows up that's going to be bothered the fact that Russell Wilson's not bought in long term with Seattle. But Wilson's going to say, "Well, hell, I told you I want a contract with Seattle. I want a long term contract. I want to know where I stand, Taz, and I want you to buy into me."
Yeah. Well,
invest in you, you need to invest in me.
But,
that's the message from Wilson.
That's the overview message. But as you know, and I know, we were just talking about that. He's making them an offer that's going to be too tough to do. I mean, he's just what he's looking to do with the percentage is just too much. And you keep him around. Now you got a problem. This is exactly what Wilson's camp wants. You keep him around. You got a guy that's in your locker room that's disgruntled for a year. You know, not just a guy in your locker room. He's the freaking quarterback. I mean, you know, he's the hood ornament of your team.
He is.
And that's, you know, that's a problem for them. So that's the thing.
No, it is a problem for them, Taz, but you're standing there. Don't you need them to win? We all watch
you do need him to win unless you're going to win with Paxton Lynch. I don't think that's going to happen.
You're not going to win with
Paxton Lynch. No, you're not
going to
do that.
And Dwayne Haskins is not stepping in and is going to be what Russell Wilson, nor is any other quarterback. Even Kyler Murray is not going to be what Wilson is at 30 years of age.
No, I totally agree with you.
You know, in year one, maybe down the line, but we're not even talking about drafting Kyler Murray.
No.
You know, if you decide to trade him, where are you going to find that solution? You have a spot, Taz, where he's got all the leverage in the world because he is the player, and it's a player-driven league, and he's the best player on their team at the most important position.
He's got the leverage and is exploiting it, which you can't fault him. The reason why I fault him, though, is he's doing it so far out. It's too early. It's just too early. Just my opinion. I think it's a little bit of a douchey move by him.
So he stepped into a room.
They've treated him good, and he's treated them good.
You were the general manager of the Seahawks, and he and his agent, Rodgers, steps into that room. And they put this deadline on him. Your answer to them would be what?
I'd be like, yo, dude, listen, either you're all in or you're not. I'm telling you, I know how great you are. I know what you've done for the franchise and how much people love you. But, you know, you're doing business in a bad way here. And you know what? We're going to trade your ass.
Would you offer him a latte?
maybe a caramel macchiato.
What do you like to drink? You like a vanilla latte? By the way, pound sale.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not giving you
on the way out the door, we'll give you a double espresso, Russell, and you can go take a leap. Wow, look who's here. Wow.
I know.
He put a jacket on.
T-shirt and all.
No, but t-shirt.
It's winter outside now.
He's covering his guns.
He is.
Covering the guns.
I heard the message an hour ago.
Take it away. What's that? What was
Thanks,
the message?
Moose.
What was the message?
And I looked ridiculous. That's good.
No, you look fine. Taz measures a man by his muscles.
Hold on a second. That's what I'm ridiculous. Did
no,
you say
I felt like you were pushing and
inferring
it. No,
I'm saying you.
Yeah. Oh, I said you look ridiculous.
You.
Oh, I implied it heavily.
Yeah,
I did.
Well,
okay.
You measure everybody by their muscle.
Well, just by their manliness, not just muscle. If you got to look like a man,
and I don't, I own it. It is what it is. I've tried. It's failed.
Right.
If you
Whatever.
Don't look like a man, you got to curse a lot. I know a lot of guys that are twigs, but they're nasty, mean. They curse a lot. Mm. So to me, they're men, and they pack lips and drink a lot.
So what we've learned is Bogus doesn't look like a man because he's not physically fit enough.
Oh, see, now you set me up.
Yeah.
Because this is why people think I'm condescending and mean to you people here on the staff. This
you
is
people.
Why. That
well,
type
maybe,
of comment.
Maybe her, no, maybe using the term you people.
Well, yeah, and you say it like, as if the outsiders think that. We
really,
all think that.
That's really not a very welcoming comment.
I have a problem with that.
It's not really like, hey, come on
I
in.
Do the you people.
You know,
welcome it's not embracing.
The, no, and welcome to the inner circle.
It's like,
when
you
you're
people,
like, you people.
You're
right.
different than me.
No, yeah. right. So we've learned, right, Darwin Zook is not cut enough, and Bogus
Darwin,
has no...
I thought Darwin was too cut.
Right. No. I gave him credit. Taz was like, listen.
Well, you got the guy like he's a pro bodybuilder.
Well, he's no Schwarzenegger.
No, like he's Dave Draper. Please.
No, no one's Dave Draper.
No.
But he's like a common man's Dave Draper.
You don't even Google Dave Draper as soon as you walk out of the
studio. No, I'm just not going to know who he is.
Lee Haney.
Right. Mr. Olympia Jones. Yeah. No, he's, that's how you had Zook.
Nice sweater vest. You look like Mr. Rogers.
Zook, like he's like, oh my God, Taz, he's gigantic. I'm like, easy, Moose. The guy,
no, I said
he works out a couple days a week. All right, so what? It's like you got him like he's like an you're NFL linebacker.
But you're compliment. Not sensitive.
Like he's James Laurinaitis.
No, I never. No, you're
he's
bringing
Lou Ferrigno.
You're bringing up examples, right?
Greener
you're examples that are insane. No, I'm not bringing up.
Was he Franco Colombo now, lifting cars on Hudson Street?
Nice.
Hey, Magnus von Magnussen?
Moose is going up to Zook. Hey, Zook, someone jam me in. I can't get out. Can you lift my bumper?
We all know this. Taz in 1988 was locked into the world's strongest man.
I loved it, bro. I loved it. Don't even. I loved it. Man.
Taz was like, that was appointment TV.
Oh, it was. Bill Kazmaier.
Set the VCR. Yeah. Here we go.
Magnus Magnuson, as you just said.
I understand.
Oh,
yeah.
It'll probably be a CBS sports read coming up next week.
It's true.
I love
it. It is the off season.
I really do. I might be the only one who watches it.
No, you're not.
No, head CBS Sports is running it next week.
Me and Zook, we watch it together, sitting and drinking some whey protein. Zook's like, how do I get my quads as big as you, Taz? It's not going to happen, Zook.
So Zook gets an invite to off.
Well, he's manly. He's
Did
working out.
Did he ask
out.
You some weightlifting tips?
He actually asked me something. I'm like, dude, you're younger than me. You're in better shape than me. I'm an old washed-up wrestler, please. I'm washed up.
And then Taz proceeded to go to a point-by-point blow of what workout he should go through. So give me your email address.
I sent them to Magna Carta. Right.
I'm an old man. I don't know how. Yeah. By the way,
but now
what you need to do to get peak physical.
Yeah, work your
and
front
Zook's like, oh, my God, presses. I got an update to do on 880. Don't stop.
I got to do a set of strugs with Taz is going to get on me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Send me
this
video.
Protein square.
Send me video. I'll critique it for you.
I think you should make me a giant for the show. It should be an ongoing bit for the rest of the year.
You
should make me, yeah, you should personally train me. I'll come to the compound. We'll go to whatever dojo you want, and by the end of the year.
Well, that's not happening. You're not
doing any of that. And also, I don't think you have the genetics to be a genetic freak.
I thought that. And it's more genetics than my commitment.
You have the genetics of a six-year-old. And you're a grown-ass man. I don't mean that in a bad way. I know that's condescending.
How long do you think it would take someone to get physically fit? 6 months?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to look to run marathons, that takes time.
No,
muscle mass, right?
Yeah,
muscle.
To change your body. How long
I'd say as long. It's all about the diet, nutrition. If you're eating right, hydrating with enough water, and you're working out regularly, I think you could change your body probably in 6 months.
Six months.
I definitely think so. Yeah, I think so.
Right. Let's do it.
I think so. But
what time are you for this afternoon?
No, listen. You want to get? He wants to get bigger.
Taz and the Moose competition.
You want to compete?
No. You're in peak physical form.
Well, not anymore, but I can be rapidly.
I understand that.
But well, I really can. I mean, like, I'm not joking.
6 months for you, Moose. 2 Wednesdays for
me. I need a reason, though. I need someone to challenge and sound like I just... That's why I jumped on that. I thought there was a challenge, but it wasn't.
Well, we could do that. We could do that.
You challenge me?
Well, we can challenge, yeah.
You'll challenge me right now?
Sure.
Oh, man.
There's a different level of problems.
Now it's real.
Why is there a different level of problems?
You're dealing with someone who's insane. Me. I am obsessed with competition. So now when you challenge me, now there's a problem.
Why is there a problem?
At first it started off with me trying to get Andrew some kind of quality muscle on his body.
Why is there a problem if I challenge you?
Because I'm confrontational. What's the challenge?
You don't have to be confrontational. We can come it up. We can come up with it. There's nothing to be confrontational about.
Mike.
There's not that.
Help me. I'm trying not to get confrontational.
It's just... What? Just bizarre.
I know, but that's how I think. It's
why
messed
are you confrontational?
Up. I don't know. It's crazy. I know it is. It's wrong with me.
It should be you versus Darwin in the elite category, and then me, Moose, Pete, and Mike, and
Darwin,
the rest of them.
How old's Darwin?
40, 41.
Yeah. All right, well, we can flush it out. All right, Polish, go ahead.
No, hold on a minute. Wait a minute.
All right, take it away.
Wait, thanks, Moose. Here's your report, sponsored by Wrangler Outdoor. Right, pants, thanks, Moose. Shirts and pants and pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today. All things considered, guys.
It's one of the biggest comeback stories in sports.
Ann Liguori reporting from Augusta. Tiger Woods, his fifth Masters title, his 15th major win yesterday. It came 2 years after he told some he'd never play again because of his back issues. But Tiger was ready when opportunity arose yesterday.
When Francesco Molinari faltered the double on 15, derailing his chances, Tiger pounced.
That again is Ann Liguori at Augusta. Yeah. Woods, 3 birdies over
Ann
the...
I think what she meant to say was not derailing. I think it's derail. Her inflection, I wasn't crazy. And I like Ann. But I think her inflection was off. I just wanted to point that. Continue, sir.
Woods with 3 birdies over the final
Amazing.
6 holes to beat Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, and
Xander Schauffele
by one shot.
Nice.
At 43, Tiger is the oldest winner at Augusta since Jack Nicklaus in 1986. Nicklaus tweeted his congratulations to Tiger yesterday. Now, the storms that forced an early start for the Masters forced a half-hour delay for the Mets and Braves at night in Atlanta. Those Braves finally won the game 7-3 with Nick Markakis and Josh Donaldson taking Jacob DeGrom deep. On Saturday, 3 road teams won in the NBA playoffs. Yesterday, all 4 home teams won, and the last 2 with ease.
Harden pullback on O'Neal. 3-ball up and down. Vintage James Harden, his 4th triple. He's got 23.
That is Craig Ackerman on Rockets Radio. Harden, 29 points, 10 assists as Houston dismissed Utah 122-90 in their opener. The Bucks had already hammered the Pistons 121-86, leading by as many as 43. Giannis needed to play only 23 minutes. He had 24 points and 17 rebounds in that time. In the afternoon, the Blazers fought off the Thunder 104-99, and the Celtics smothered the Pacers 84-74 to start their series. As you guys were discussing, today is that faux deadline for a new contract for Russell Wilson. His agent reportedly spent the weekend in Seattle working on a deal. The Seattle Times expects Wilson to report to the Seahawks offseason conditioning program today, new contract or not. Houston D lineman Ed Oliver reportedly starting a two-day visit to the Jets today. On playoff ice last night, the Blue Jackets now on the verge of sweeping the Lightning, the best team during the regular season by a mile. Columbus, a 3-1 home win last night. They can sweep tomorrow. Vegas took a 2-1 lead on San Jose 6-3, and the Jets beat the Blues in St. Louis 6-3 to pull within 2-1. Guys?
All right. Thank you, both.
Thanks, pal.
So last night, right, Vegas defeats the San Jose Sharks, right?
Yeah.
And they throttle them pretty good. Stone has himself a night. They've rallied back after losing game one, won the last two games to lead the series, 2-1, right? Third period, I think they're leading the game at that stage 6-2.
Right.
Right? Under 3 minutes to go in regulation, right? What song do they play out in Vegas?
Tell me.
Hit it, Pete.
Oh, man, that's funny. Just got it. Took me a second. Oh, man, Vegas, they are 2 months of Golden Knights. Dude, that's tremendous. That is money.
Daddy Shark, do 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 do. Daddy Shark, do 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 do. Daddy Shark, do 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 do.
Daddy Shark. And see, that's why we need video, because Pete the Body is doing the shark on the head.
Yeah, he is.
We need to do a parody song. This song, Taz and the Moose.
Yes, that would be great. Get Zach on. He's in a good mood this morning.
The guy, Zach walked in the door soaking wet with a Yankee jersey on.
Yeah, he's angry.
Dude, as soon as he walked in the door, Mike walked right in his office on him about the three. Dude, you got to let the guy take a breath.
I know.
Mike, the guy just walked in the door.
Well, I don't think he had an umbrella. He probably parked across. Yeah, I know where the garage he parks at. So across the West Side Highway.
Oh, my God. Walk. Across the West Side. That's where he parks?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What is it? Is it a cheaper price there?
Yeah, it's a good price.
All right. El Cheapo.
One right around the corner from here is...
I know that one.
Yeah, they...
High rent district.
High rent.
Yeah.
Right. That's the one. That's the one that Tierney walks around and says, "I park here every day."
Oh, he brags about it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny.
He brags about
it. Does he really?
Yeah. Right.
I think I want to stop parking in. I'm just because BT does.
Someone mentioned to Tierney one day, like, "Oh, I try and find park on the street." He goes, "Park on the street. I park my car in the lot every day." Which one? Right around the corner.
That's beneath me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Those bums in the morning do that.
Yeah, exactly. Why park for free when you could pay $40?
Bel Cheapo. What were you saying, Mike?
You made a great point, and normally I would agree with you, but if you don't see him, he might disappear for 3 hours. Happened where he's just gone.
He's avoiding you.
Then you'd have to voice it, or we could ask our boss Chernoff to voice it.
Yeah, remember that?
He's been open to that.
Remember that?
that's in my resume reel.
Tiger Woods.
Get lost, loser.
Mark wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do the VO.
No, Al Dukes. 855-212-4CBS. Right. That'll be a Mike's tombstone. Mike Biseglia, such and such, such and such. No Al Dukes. It's Taz and the Moose on a Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's happening? It's Brandon Tierney. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It is Taz and the Moose with you, 855-212-4227. Hang in there if you're on hold. We'll get to you momentarily. Tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, join CBS Sports Network's Inside College Football crew as they dig deep into the upcoming NFL draft, breaking down the blue chippers and speculating on the game's new superstars only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports.
So we're talking a lot about Russell Wilson and stuff like that, Moose, and what... Go ahead and put a deadline of this evening at midnight on the Seahawks to get him signed. He's not going to sign for a long-term deal going forward. Let's go out to New Jersey. Talk to our friend John, who's listening on radio.com. John, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, buddy. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, before we get to Russell Wilson, just a quick question. Who do I got to lean on to work on the Taz and the Moose live video?
Listen, John, who do you got to lean on? That's a whole nother topic. That's a very sensitive topic.
Sometimes you just you
gentleman's
just
name, I think, is Corey.
Take care of your brother.
Yeah, dude, you know it's known as John. It's I mean, how do we word this? You're more PC than me, Moose, because I'm about to not get mad at John, get mad at the people involved that why we don't have video. This is ridiculous.
It's been passed around.
There's been emails, John. I mean, it's like we
did
2-day trial run. It was great. Numbers were through the roof. Social media infusion was spectacular. I don't know what more we have to do here. There's cameras everywhere, John. Right now, cameras everywhere. No lights are on.
No lights are on.
Power.
No power. Right. And we were told one thing, and it did not transpire. So that's the thing that's a little troubling.
We'll have to work on that.
Yeah,
thank you.
We really will.
As far as Russell Wilson, there is no way if I'm Seattle, I trade him. He could set whatever deadline he wants. He's under contract. They have no viable replacement for him whatsoever. And I think you make him a legitimate offer. You pay him what he should be paid as one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the league. You put it out there to the public so that your fans know that you're not lowballing the guy. But other than that, I'm not trade him to who and for what? And who's going to be your quarterback next year?
Well, that's the thing. Who's going to be your quarterback? But what I'm saying, if you have to, John, my point earlier was that if you get a guy, I don't care what athlete, what sport, if you get somebody who's trying to hold the team hostage and make them an offer that they can refuse, and then somehow you work something out with him, he's probably not going to sign a lesser deal than what he wants because he's showing he don't want to be there. Now you got a guy in your locker room, John.
I got you.
Miserable. That's my point, you know?
Oh, believe me, I totally get you. Hey, look, he could be as miserable as he wants, but the bottom line is he's under contract.
I know, but do you really want this guy heading up your franchise if he's miserable?
Well, again, I don't know the ins and outs of how much of a distraction he's going to be or that it is. I don't know Russell Wilson. I don't get the impression that he's a divisive guy in a locker room.
Well, John, does this way he's acting now, does this surprise you? Because it surprises me.
Well, unfortunately, as I've learned in life, you always follow the money. And with athletes today, nothing surprises
life lesson,
me anymore. And I think, honestly, the contract or the sort of contract he's looking for is, I think, what you're going to see going forward. You're going to see some player or some team will sign a player that your contract isn't X number of dollars. Your contract is you get 22% of the salary cap. And I think that's going to go forward. I think you're going to see it
more and more of that, or you're going to see that, and that's going to become the regular. Here's the issue, John, that Seattle does have is I would have a tendency to agree with you. Now, I didn't see this coming from Wilson, but I would have a tendency to agree that he is not going to be a headache and be a disruption. He's not going to be – and Antonio Brown's the extreme, but he's not going to be that kind of divisive guy in the room. However, it does create a distraction for your team. And you want to minimize distractions of talking about the future of Russell Wilson. Now, you still have control of him. I think Russell Wilson wants to try and keep his kind of Boy Scout type of feel and vibe that you have of him, perception of him, alive and well, that he's not going to be that kind of a guy. Because that would hurt his image, and it would certainly hurt his marketability, and I think it would hurt his ability to maybe move to an organization. If he becomes this divisive figure for Seattle, he's got no shot of being a Giant.
Right, true.
No,
I mean, if that's ultimately where he wants to land, then he's got to mind his P's and Q's and play the game the right way. He might not want to stay there in Seattle long term. He might want to be a Giant, Taz. No, but he's got to also play the game with Seattle.
Right, true. No, you're right. He does. John, more importantly, before we go to break here, are you jealous of Pete Gass because he has an intro and you don't?
I'm not a jealous person by nature.
Maybe we gotta
I'm a little. I mean, the Moose knows I'm his guy, and Taz, you're my guy too.
I love it. I love it, John.
I mean, it would be nice if there was a little music.
All right, we're gonna get it. We'll work. I'll have my creative team work on it, John.
We'll
appreciate
get an intro
the call
for you, John.
I have an idea. John from Jersey. Done. Next,
the three. Next, Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.